You're listening to a Sin podcast. You can listen to this show live by tuning your radio to 90.7 or online at sin.org.au.
We at Represent would like to acknowledge and pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land on which Sin operates, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. Sin Media respectfully acknowledges their ancestors and elders, past, present and emerging. We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians and their ancestors of the lands and waters across Australia where our content reaches. Sovereignty has never been ceded, it always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Kids should go to school. That's what we're committed to.
Why do we want it? When do we want it now?
I haven't flip-flopped. I said no originally, then I said yes, then I have said no, and I've stuck to it.
I didn't need to do this. I've already done a lot of wall for the election.
The English fought a civil war over this matter.
Don't deal with the nuance of the Canberra bubble.
I don't know what to do with it. We have so much money.
What we want is more learning in schools and less activism in schools.
Issues that perhaps may be controversial today, but 30 years from now, your children, your grandchildren are going to be thankful that you stood up for what was right.
Represent.
Represent.
Represent. You're listening to Represent.
This is your news here. I'm Declan Evans from the newsroom. The Prime Minister announced a $4 billion remote housing package for the Northern Territory yesterday in a press conference. The house package was aimed at building hundreds of homes in Indigenous communities over the coming decade.
To halve the overcrowding issues which are here for housing in the Northern Territory. What we want is real jobs with real wages, with real training and real skills for Indigenous Australians.
Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate runs for a fourth term in Queensland's local government elections, and Victoria will receive a $2 billion windfall in tax revenue in the next financial year GST carve-up at the expense of other states, which the Allen government stated, it's about time we get our fair share. No big cash splashes in budget, says Chalmers at a press conference today, but more of the budget windfalls will be spent. And the Oscars 2024 was on, and Oppenheimer swept awards, and Cillian Murphy won Best Actor. And Kate Middleton responds to Mother's Day photo manipulation claims in statement apologising for the confusion.
And add some flavour, we get cereal on Sin.
These feelings set on time, oh baby, so I don't have to be out here about it. No doubt it might seem like I'm still deciding, but no, and that won't even suffice me, baby. Oh, just please keep trying. I'm wild and not childish. I promise my love's the best deposit. I was lobbying the time spent, played it down, powerful compared to back then. I was waiting to see my body says, could you be a more degree of my comment? No, I decided to realize it's real life, it's real life. I gotta do something, not nothing. Here but not, I'm gonna stay burned. I gotta be clearer now.
Gotta be.
Things ain't big to tell you what big is.
Compliment fishing.
And so I said, don't look sad, I'll loop and come get you. Run loops around your soul, yeah, that just slipped out. Well, you know, how was I meant to fit in? I'm wrong. I had these feelings set on time, baby, so I don't have to be out here about it. No doubt it might seem like I'm still deciding, but no, and that won't even suffice me, baby. Just please keep trying. I'm wild and not childish. I promise my love's a best deposit.
Oh.
us.
That's it.
It's always Emma, where have you been? When it's no one, it doesn't be now. Cause I'm not gonna be there. That shit came already, broke me down. What the fuck, I've been down here. I told God he can take it back. Don't wanna be the strong one this year. Rough side of the mountain, I fuck that. I've been only then myself. If not, only one of us here is acting tough. So forget that, I'll get back. Forgive myself for my reactions. If you hurt, I respect that, but I still stand by all my actions.
Like I said, that song didn't fade out for me. It just kept going, yeah, you and going. Were right. But we're back on Represent, and
hello.
It's looking very familiar in the studio because yeah, Bridie's back.
I'm back. It's been
welcome
a long time.
Back,
I missed you
Miss
guys.
Goldie. Oh,
I was working in a school, so I had to be called a miss. And it, let me tell you, when you are not, like, I don't know if it gets easier as you get older, but it was super weird introducing myself as a miss. I did not enjoy it. I would not recommend it. Yeah.
The only, like, little bit of experience I have of that is my mum, the whole way through, like, it would have been years, I don't know, 3 through 6 when I was in primary school, would come in and help in the class, and we did, like, architectural demonstrations and we do craft, and she could not stand the fact that they would insist she was called Mrs. Barnes. She's just like, no, I'm Carrie Ann. And they're like, no, the kids have to address you as Mrs. Barnes.
Really? You had prefixes in primary school? We mm-hmm. were first names in primary school.
Yeah, I had them as well.
No, I was prefixes, yeah.
Didn't you go to a private school though?
I went to a public school for my primary school.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't remember.
That's why I'm much more grounded.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's exactly the word I'd associate with you.
But yeah. Ah, yeah. Good stuff. Yeah.
And in case Bridie's forgotten from our first week, although she reminded me, we talk about our weeks, not our weekends now.
I know.
That's so shocking
to me.
Okay,
you want me to talk about my week?
Yeah, I want you to talk about your
week. Like, the last month when I haven't
been
here?
Okay, talk about your last month.
Well, I've been very busy. I've been a busy little bee.
busy little bee Bridie.
Yeah.
And she's making some honey.
I've been flying in a whole bunch of...
Did you bring some to share?
No.
Wow. Get out.
I've been playing in lots of different orchestras. Mm. I've been doing a musical down in Geelong. I'm playing principal in an orchestra next weekend. I'm playing second in a performance tomorrow night. I've been working at a school, and I've been doing uni, which is kind of the least interesting thing in my life at the moment.
So you've been at uni for 3 weeks now, right?
Yes, is the end of week 3.
How's that been? Good to be back?
It's kind of weird because all this stuff that's happening outside of uni is not the same as last year. Like, I've progressed a lot from last year. I've had my first paid gig. And whereas everything at uni is still kind of the same.
Yeah.
So it's, like, kind of hard to have those two things happening at once. It's like, oh, it's stagnating here, but, like, things are happening there anyway.
Yeah.
You get the gist.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. Yeah. And I went to the Matildas.
Of course.
Oh,
yes. Of course.
Loyalist.
Yep.
How about you, Freddie? Your week.
As
hang
always,
on.
My
when
week
with
has
us
been
last?
Riveting.
He was here last
week. You were here last week.
Yeah.
Oh, dear me.
Yeah, she's my week's been riveting. Yeah, I'm already forgotten. It's because I got shushed. It's because I got shushed earlier. This is the revenge. No, my week's been good. I'm trying to actually rack my brain around what I've been doing. I think I've worked every day this week except for Monday. Mm, which is a shame. Of course, the public holiday on Monday, but my uni tutor thought it was a great idea to give us an assignment. So in groups, we have to go out to, like, suburbs that are opposite from us. So, of course,
Intentionally,
yeah. So basically, like, I live on the east side. So me and a group of people, we went out to Melton in the west.
Oh, wow.
Which, and interview 5 people about what they think good journalism is, which was so bizarre because a lot of the responses were just like, I don't know. but we got 5 of them. Yeah, so we got five of those, it took more time to travel there than it did to get five people, because we went to a shopping centre in Melton on Labor Day, and no one has anything better to do on that day except talk to people.
I had to go to class on Labor Day. I had a lecture in a gym.
Oh, really? Does Uni Melb not acknowledge? RMIT did, which was nice.
I wouldn't have known. I didn't have classes on a Monday.
I did.
I had a lecture and a tute.
Yeah. God, that's a bit stiff, isn't it?
I was super cheesed off about it.
Yeah. No, fair enough. But yeah, that's what I did. Worked every other day. I'm here now. I watched like a bit of the Oscars, as I said before. Go Oppenheimer.
So, yeah, your reasoning for watching the Oscars is like interested in the films.
Yeah,
had thoughts about the films. My reason for watching the Oscars, which I didn't do, is the outfits.
Lack thereof this year.
I know it was underwhelming. Yeah. Definitely.
Mm. Yeah, no, I was just happy Oppenheimer won. Like, yeah. Go Oppenheimer. I've seen that movie four times now.
I did actually think of you when I saw all those awards. Yeah. I was like, Freddie's going to be frothing at this.
Well, I've seen that movie four times, so,
God, that's 12 hours.
I hate how people keep bringing that up, because it makes it sound a lot sadder than it is.
It's sad.
But, thanks, Bridie. But, yeah, no, I only watched the last 20 minutes, but it was good. Ryan Gosling singing I'm Just Ken was amazing. That was so cool. But, yeah, that's about it for my week. Declan, you would have had the public holiday off, right?
Yeah, I did, actually, which was really good. What did I do? Oh, that's right, I was in Rye, which I loved.
Oh, wow.
And I came back, so I went swimming, which I loved. And then I had school, and then I had my screen and media course, which we're actually filming a television show, which I'm loving doing. So we're actually trying to sort out all the logistics, characters. It's a lot of fun.
Is it a fictional television show or, like, news current affairs?
Yeah, it's a documentary. What's it called? It's a documentary about something before that. It's a... What's it called? Anyway, I'll get back to all you guys.
Yeah.
It's a documentary type, and but it's about, like, a school... at schools that we are at, so, yeah.
That's really cool. Fun, yeah.
That's amazing. You'll have to show us when it's done.
Yeah, I will. Definitely, I will.
Viewing pass.
Yes. That'd be great. Yeah.
That would be so much fun. So, got a big show on today.
But Naya, how's your week been?
Yeah.
You forgot yourself last week as well.
That's because I think initially, I don't remember what I've done, and then it immediately leaves my mind and I listen to other people talk about it. It's nice.
Fair enough. What did you do?
For wanting of not leaving, like, dead silence. I'm just going to put words until I remember what I did. I feel like I had a really big weekend, but
In
I can't remember exactly
it
what happened. Oh, it was very hot.
It was
maybe it was last weekend.
Go to the beach?
No,
a
friend did.
Did you do fire
though?
Prep?
Oh,
I did
do fire prep.
Okay.
That was because the other week when we had our extreme day, my fire prep was really dodgy and I just went, these things look sentimental, and chucked them in a suitcase.
Your emergency kit?
Yeah. No, it was this weekend that was busy. We had people over for dinner on Saturday, so I spent the whole day cooking. I must have said this to somebody else because I feel like I'd already talked about it. We made these like raw little kind of cheesecakey things.
Ooh, yum. I love cheesecake.
And
I'm unfortunately lactose intolerant, but it is delicious.
Well,
these
have no dairy or gluten or any other allergens except nuts. They're full of nuts.
Nuts are delicious. At least I'm not allergic to nuts.
I found out recently I wasn't allergic to them anymore.
Anymore.
I used to be.
To what nuts?
How did you find that out?
To peanuts specifically.
Who cares?
Oh,
everyone's
wow. Thanks,
allergic to peanuts in this
Well, yeah. Well, apparently I'm not anymore because I've been eating these like little like snack bars for like a solid 6 months. And then one day I looked at the back of the box. It was like contains peanuts. And I'm like, oh, that's so funny. I guess I'm not allergic anymore.
You're too strong for peanuts.
It was amazing.
They couldn't defeat you.
It was crazy. So I was like, wow.
So were you like once anaphylactic to them once upon a time?
I don't think I was anaphylactic, but
just,
I wasn't having a great time if I had them. But and now I'm having a good time. So.
Yeah,
so yeah.
A dream.
Wow.
Have you eaten these bars since you realised they had peanuts in them?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, you know, psychological allergy.
Yeah, no, I've kept it going. Like, why not? It's like, I can eat them.
So now you can eat all the yummy things that have, like, satay and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Delish.
How cool is that?
Super cool.
Good times.
So cool. I love it when you hear about that, because so many people
are... Success stories.
Said, yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, I wonder if I've grown out of it, but they're not willing to try because they say, isn't it the second time?
Would you have tried if you had... No, like if you saw something and you still thought you were allergic before you'd eaten this.
I've been wanting to get like an allergy test for like a long time. Like I've been talking about it like consistently, but every time I look, it's like, oh, damn, that sounds expensive. Oh, sorry, I'll be sure to mention it next time, you Bridey.
I was just like, we've been talking for like a year.
Yeah, exactly. We've been friends for a year and it's never come up. But yeah. I've been talking, maybe it's been like an internal dialogue with myself, but I've been talking about it.
It's entirely possible.
I've been talking about it, apparently not to Bridey, for a year. And unknowingly, I'd been doing multiple tests over 6 months. So, yeah.
Yes.
So funny.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's a good time.
That is so cool. Anyone else gotten over any allergies?
No, but I do have some news. I actually googled it up. It's actually called a mockumentary is what we're doing.
Oh.
I found that up on Google.
That's exciting.
Is that like a comedic documentary?
Yes. Yeah, like The Office, like Parks and Rec.
We actually watched a bit of We actually watched an episode of The Office.
Oh, the UK or US version?
US.
To make it sound like I know something, but I don't actually know anything.
The US one's good.
Is it?
Except for the last season, in my opinion.
Which one's better?
I haven't actually watched the UK one, so I can't comment on that.
I just know that there's two.
I've seen a bit of the US one, but I haven't seen the UK one. But I have heard that the UK one's good. But I think it's for those with a certain taste.
It's like,
but
yeah,
that's
it's an
probably your taste.
Oh, okay. Do they have talking heads?
Like, what? Like what? Interviews?
Yeah,
like, yeah, yeah, like,
yeah,
like
okay.
Where
I
they talk to the camera.
That.
Like, they acknowledge that the documentary crew is,
yeah,
like,
okay.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
No, I can't stand that.
Okay.
I don't like it in fiction.
Really?
Like, yeah,
what's
no.
What's going
on? I kind of get that.
Yeah, no. That's all right. All right. We have 2 hours to fill, less than that now.
Parks and Rec is so good.
That's what we actually watched. Parks and Recreation. I was literally just thinking that we actually watched that.
Parks and Rec over The Office for me. Easily.
Yeah.
I got through more of the first episode.
I didn't mind it. I enjoyed it. I think it's a fun show.
I couldn't really get into it. I was a bit too annoyed by everyone.
In season one and early season two, definitely.
That's
but, like, you got to let
why.
It grow into itself.
I didn't stick with it.
Disappointing.
Sorry.
Represent Marathon's The Office.
Yeah.
Let us know on our socials, Sin Represent, whether you think the UK or the US version of The Office is better, or whether you like Parks and Rec, which I think is what you were talking about.
Yeah. Have you seen Parks and Rec?
I watched more of the first episode than I did of The Office.
Oh, you would love Parks and Rec. The first season is really
she
bad, though.
Still
yeah, no,
talked
that's the same with
me.
The Office. That's the same with The Office, I feel like.
Okay, so I have to get through a whole...
Just
well, no,
the first season.
The first
season
of both of them are only 6 episodes.
How long are the episodes?
Like
20
it.
Minutes.
I would skip it.
I wouldn't skip it on a first watch, but when I'm going
like
back to just like watch episodes
hours.
For fun,
yeah.
I wouldn't watch the first season.
True.
Leslie is very annoying in the first season, and then she's like a girl boss. So.
2 hours.
Is that the blonde one?
Yeah, Amy Poehler.
I don't know who that is, but it's the blonde one. I think actually probably
she was on
exactly
the same.
The one whose bestie is with Tina Fey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tina Fey, has anyone seen the Mean Girls musical that came out?
No.
I've seen clips and
I was so disappointed
by it.
Have
you seen it?
I've seen it because I was
watched,
curious.
A bootleg of the actual Broadway musical during COVID, and it was very good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
But, definitely did not want to spend the money to go and see Mean Girls because I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, the musical movie is not very good.
Yeah. I think I would have preferred if they'd done a professional pro shot like they have of
exactly.
The Waitress that's going to come out.
Come from Hawaii,
whatever. And like
Hamilton
and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, and they did one of Heather's, which I discovered
did
on
they?
The aeroplane in Canada because it's allowed in the US, but you can't access it in Australia, which is a bit sad.
Oh, that's cool.
For musical nerd me. But I feel like maybe. Oh, no, they won't do it now. They won't. My projection. They won't do it now that they've made a proper film.
Yeah,
no, that's true.
I don't think so.
That's fair.
All right. We're going to go to a
How
song.
How good's the 2-hour time slot,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, right. We could just keep going.
If it was
Let's
last year, like,
musicals.
Guys, show's over.
Okay.
Get down to it this weekend.
76 Strombos.
I'm looking forward to the fact that there's a song by Horse Girl later. I don't know if it'll play.
Excuse me.
But now we have...
a song, Naya.
Wow.
Naya, congratulations. I didn't know you were into music like that.
I just hope it's a good song now. Okay, but this is Swipe in bracket E. No idea what that's referring to. Is that... that is actually part of the name, right? If someone has brackets in their name?
Yeah.
Yep, yeah. Cool. Swipe in brackets E by 3K. We're back. You're listening to Represent on Sin. That was... announced that at the start, and so...
Sorry, Freddie has just said a stupid thing. And
what did I say? Oh,
what you
yeah.
just said before we went on air.
Oh, yeah.
Which okay. I can't repeat on air.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Okay, fine.
Sorry to all the listeners who don't get to hear Freddie's comment.
Check represent.
Shocking.
Uncensored. On X.
That is not a real account.
It's not a real thing.
Maybe we should make one.
We should represent uncensored.
Yeah, we should.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Okay.
This is great. All right, anyway.
Yeah, let's talk about cars. So, Yarra Council. Oh, shut up.
Hang on, which mics
cars.
Are you two?
Cars.
Three,
yeah,
four?
Just turn them I love off. A good car. What are we talking about?
Cars. Yeah. Do you like driving, Freddie?
Yeah, I enjoy it. Yeah. I enjoy a good drive
in,
every
like,
now and then.
In the city suburbs?
Not really, because there's so many huge cars just dominating the road. It annoys me. Yeah.
You actually just totally steamrolled what I was going to ask Naya, which was the same question, but I guess I'll just
What's your opinion
into
on it, Naya?
I don't drive in the city much. Yeah, twice. Once by myself.
Yeah,
and
well,
then
I wouldn't recommend
never
it
because
it sucks. But in the city of Yarra, we've seen these big cars starting to emerge, these imported American utes, dual cab things that are really a lot bigger than the cars that most people drive. We've been talking about SUVs forever, you know. Everyone's always saying, oh, the SUVs, there's too many. Oh, go to Toorak and they're everywhere.
Mm.
But now it's these big utes, cars, whatever you want to call them. There are lots. Yarra City Council has been inspired by Paris. Cast yourself over to Europe. Imagine yourself in the laneways in Paris, where you're driving an SUV and have to pay triple the parking fee of up to €18 or $30 an hour in the centre of the city if you want to park. So Jesus. A fair whack to the bank account there.
Yeah.
Now, of course, this is Europe. They're a walking-focused world. You know, they've had that city has been around for longer than Australia, quote-unquote, has, but they're trying to target more polluting cars and they're trying to kind of protect their infrastructure and to protect pedestrians as well and cyclists. The International Energy Agency has noted in recent years a massive increase in SUV sales. They create more pollution, significantly more pollution, and use significantly more petrol than a sedan or a hatchback car, which we would kind of think of as the usual traditional car.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I can't say anything these days without getting attacked, can
no,
I?
I agree. I'm appreciating your support. Car advocates, like the Automobiles Association in the UK, say that there are safety reasons that cars have gotten bigger, like more airbags, you know, those crush zones, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
But this doesn't really correspond to the increasing size of these humongous
utes. I feel like there are small and medium cars that have all of those features
exactly.
already.
Exactly. So lots of cities in Europe, Paris, Grenoble, Lyon in France, cities in Germany, all over the place, they're all starting to change their parking rules. London is watching them. There's a bit of controversy about whether London can actually do this. Anyway, that's kind of not our problem. But a study in Belgium found that the risk of fatal injuries from a car crashing into a pedestrian or cyclist increases by 30% if you have a 10-centimetre higher hood than average. So that's a significant increase. Coming back to Australia, we don't have quite the same uptake of these huge utes that the US does, or pickup trucks. That's what they call it. I've been trying to remember this whole time. What do they call it? Pickup trucks. But we are very car-centric. As much as we like to think of ourselves as better than America, we maybe aren't quite that much better, and it's likely to increase a lot. Interestingly, the deputy chief of the Australian Automotive Dealer Association, Brian Savage, so obviously has a vested interest in this, he said that these sort of trucks only make up 0.85% of sales this year, or around 1,600 vehicles. And I read that and I was like, I'm pretty sure I've seen all of those 1,600 vehicles in Collingwood in the last like 3 weeks. Whereas in, so that's just this year, but there were 40,000 utes and 107,000 SUVs sold in the same time period. I just feel like that is so many cars.
It's a lot of cars.
That's a lot of cars. Anyway, that's just me being like, oh my God, cars are crazy. Numbers are crazy. So on Tuesday night at Yarra City Council meeting, Greens councillor Sophie Wade put forward a motion to investigate making the city of Yarra's roads more equitable, which was unanimously carried. So they're going to prepare a report for later in the year. Councillor Stephen Jolly, who's an independent, said that if you live in Fitzroy with the tiny streets that exist and you buy yourself a Hummer, you're an absolute idiot and you need to be dealt with whatever way the council can deal with it.
Absolutely.
So funny.
Absolutely.
Sophie Wade actually said that these large vehicles, and particularly those that are imported from the US, are up to 8 times more likely to kill a child in a collision. And this is particularly relevant in Yarra, which has very high foot traffic, some of the oldest suburbs in the city, like Collingwood and Fitzroy, which were built, you know, with tiny little streets for horses and carts in the 1800s. You know, I live around there. These are not good for driving streets. I'm always, like, pulling into car parks to try and let someone else
through, yeah.
Crazy.
It's not a good time because they're so skinny.
Exactly.
And it's like there's always someone who's turning a corner like way too fast.
Yeah. Like we have a Subaru and I'm really worried about it whenever I drive. I can't imagine driving one of those huge things. Like, oh, it would be horrible. Friend of the show, Dr. Tim Reid, Greens MP for Brunswick, has encouraged the state government to follow the city of Yarra's lead. And notably, we've had a bit of an increase, a 10% increase, in fact, in the past 12 months of 46 pedestrians being killed in road accidents. So, you know, there's something correlating.
Yeah.
Coincidence, correlation, who knows? But these cars are also really, really expensive, which kind of also makes a bit of sense about why the city of Yarra is going to try and address this.
Yeah.
The ones imported from the US can start at over $100,000. And like Toyotas and Fords, the more quote-unquote normal car brands, can be, you know, over $70,000 or up to even $200,000. So that's kind of crazy. But even last year, no sedans or hatchbacks were in the top 10 most bought cars in Australia. For the first time ever, it was all utes and SUVs.
Jesus.
So the balance is really starting to shift.
Hmm.
I did a roadie over summer. We went up to Queensland. The size of cars is growing. The size of roads is growing. The size of caravans is growing.
Hmm.
Everything is just getting bigger. Why do you think?
Oh, bigger the better, you know? Bigger the better. No. That's a good question. I feel like there'd have to be some sort of consumer study into this, because of course, like, all the car ads now, like, they're all for the big cars. One that I've noticed a lot recently is those, like, I think they're imported from the US, those Ram cars.
They're huge.
That are just ginormous. They call them gas guzzlers in America.
Yeah. I mean, I've been driving next to them and, you know, their mirror is like above my head.
Yeah.
Side mirror.
I also feel like, you know, something just with human nature, it's like, you know, people are always out to overcompensate for something, right?
Yeah.
Like they match their egos. Cause you know, what we've seen a lot is, and my driving teacher taught me this, is people never like being shown up on the road. Like, it's just like, if you speed ahead of someone or anything like that, you know, they're going to be pissed somehow. So I feel like bigger car, more dominance on the road, and people don't want to be inconvenienced. So in their mind, you know, they can push someone off the road so they can get to work 20 seconds faster.
Drivers.
Absolutely. It's, It's terrible. Like, I was on King's Way driving here.
Worst road ever.
Disaster.
I hate that place.
it's a total disaster, especially because you've already got the huge trucks that are going to and from the city. And then you've got these ginormous Toyota Hiluxes that are just trying to get to from the Metro Tunnel Works to home. And they just don't care about my little I-30 driving next to them. So, yeah, egos. Egos, and also there's the safety aspect to it too. Bigger car, less likely you are to get injured, which is a real concern, but also I feel like there's very safe small cars.
Yeah.
So,
and also,
yeah.
If you don't drive like an idiot, chances are...
You're not going to end up in an accident. Exactly.
I've been thinking... Do you want to go?
Or? Oh, no, I was just going to say that, like, you notice, because I live about an hour from the city, even where I am, you're only getting borderline big car parks. It's then sort of the next... hour out again that you then get the car parking spaces made for vehicles that big.
Yeah, because they're made for, you know, people who live on farms
and actually need to put stuff in the back of those cars.
Yeah, or tow a trailer or something.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of these, the kind of boom started over COVID when people were buying caravans and wanted to have something that was able to tow their massive, humongous, house-sized caravan all over the country.
Has no one heard of flat packs, you know?
Exactly.
Good old days.
Or a tent.
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion, but...
Pretty sure that's what houses and hotels and motels are for as well.
Exactly. I've been thinking a bit about kind of compassion fatigue. I feel like we had a few years, like maybe 2017 to 2019, where climate change was really front of mind. We had Greta Thunberg, we had the strikes, we had heaps of kind of climate consciousness. And I feel like over COVID, we all got very preoccupied with ourselves. And now that the world is kind of, it's opened up again completely now, but it's just like, oh, I don't have the energy to care. And so I'm just going to buy this thing that works for me because I want this massive car. And so I don't care that it uses however many times as much fuel and emits however many times as much CO2.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking about that.
I feel like we also saw some, like, what you could call, like, hopeful statistics over COVID when, you know, most of the planes weren't going and people started to see, like, you know, emissions are dropping. And so there's a sort of the sense that, oh, we can relax about that.
Yeah.
But the return hasn't been acknowledged.
Yeah,
definitely.
Very true.
Definitely. I guess there's just a lot of disposable income going around as well, which is weird in a cost of living crisis, but people are so happy to splurge $80,000 on a car.
Well, exactly. And, yeah, I hadn't even connected that. But, yeah, totally. And then I was just reading yesterday about, like, why the housing market is so persistently high, because there are these really, really wealthy people who will buy, just buy houses left, right and centre.
Exactly.
As one does. But, yeah, I guess it's this same sort of demographic. But should the council of Yarra, should Yarra Council implement this parking increase?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think so. I think, you know, I think it's very equitable, I guess, when it comes back to making the roads equitable. If you're putting out more emissions, if you're using more space on the roads, if you're putting a heavier sort of toll on the structure of the road, I feel like paying more is pretty fair.
I agree.
It's very similar to how, like, fuel taxes work. If you've got to fuel up your car more often because you use it more, put more back into the system.
Yeah.
I think it's fair.
Yeah, I'm happy to have, if it's going to discourage the purchase of them, I'm happy to have less big cars driving around me in my sort of medium small car.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Like, the less of these crazy cars I see around my house, the better. And then also, how do we kind of connect this with the very, very bad public transport service that we have in the outer suburbs? Like, I can see your face right now, Naya, and I think
Three hours to get to university yesterday.
Whoa.
Same as my friends.
Wow, that's a long time.
I've got friends that live in Eltham and...
Yeah, they would have been doing exactly the same. Yeah. We were probably on the same bus that could not get up a hill. It was so full because there was only one bus.
It's ridiculous.
That's terrible.
So, like, at what point... You know, does the kind of onus shift to the government versus the person, the individual? Because when things like this happen, like when you're out at Eltham, there's one track. If there's a train breakdown, you're stuck. This is what I was talking to you about yesterday. And, you know, if you're out in Melton, it's a V line. Like, if there's a V line strike, you can't get into the city. And I remember we talked about this last year. There's a huge percentage of people in Melton who work not in Melton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people talking about that too, because so many people on that day that they had the strikes last Friday, because it was International Women's Day, hundreds of people were trying to get to like inner city events and couldn't get there. And there are people talking, I think Mum heard them on the radio, but people just sort of went, okay, so I could get in, it'll take me longer and I'll be late, but I'm not going to be able to get back out again, so I'm not going to go.
Yeah, and you know, you won't be able to find a park, like there's all the other considerations that have to come. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Government should get their act together on the outer suburbs public transport.
Definitely, because it's easy for us to say that cars can go away because, well, I guess maybe not Naya, but we live in very well-served areas, Brady and I. So it's easy for us to say, but if you live in, I'm trying to remember where
Nutville?
What? What?
It's Nut something, isn't it?
No, it's not. It starts with W, doesn't it?
What?
No. What does it start? Where do you live?
Wait,
oh, I don't know if you want to say it on here.
No, it's not.
While they try and work that out, we're going to go to a song. This is Pinball by Mike and Tony Seltzer.
Do you want to be on radio? Ask your teacher about booking a workshop at SYN. We have classes teaching radio and podcasting. For more information, head to syn.org.au.
We're back. People are giggling again before the start of the segment.
We don't giggle.
They laugh.
We laugh.
They're proper.
We don't laugh. We're dead serious.
Oh, okay.
Constantly.
We actually don't say anything off air. We just sit here in silence. Exactly.
We just have to listen to the music very carefully.
Yeah, because we need to analyze it. What song was that, by the way?
That was...
I only ask that because I know it disappears from the system.
You're such an awful person.
I'm so sorry.
I do know how to find
it's in history somewhere.
Why is my thing...
Oh, Love Jazzler. Did anyone Shazam it and can let us know what it was?
It was
tweet at us. Oh, yeah.
Wildfire by Cry Club.
Good times.
Such a banger.
Yeah, that was a good one. Very full on. But yeah, good songs. Can we queue up like Willow, by the way?
Yeah.
We haven't had that in a while.
We haven't talked about Taylor Swift.
Okay, I was literally just looking at the calendar to work out whether I'd seen you since.
I was trying to figure that out
as well, if you would have talked about it on the show.
I didn't send you the video that I sent Freddie. Yeah. I sent Freddie a video of Willow because we bonded over Willow last year.
I filmed Willow going, this is the only one I'm going to film in full.
I forgot to film it, and my friend, thank God, she was filming, and I was like, oh my God, I need to film this for Freddie. My voice was already gone. This is like the second set or third set, and I'm like, oh my God, I have to film it for Freddie, and you can just kind of hear me yell that. And she's
like, I could hear it in the video, and I'm like, oh, thank you. But yeah, did you both go to Eras?
Yeah.
Declan, did you go to Eras?
No, I didn't.
No, well, we didn't, but it's on Disney Plus tomorrow, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I saw that.
Are
you going to watch it? Can we have a viewing party?
I think we can have a viewing party.
Oh, do you know what? If you come down to Geelong and we go drive down to Geelong, I reckon a drive there and a drive back is enough time to listen to it.
So the whole thing, the whole set list.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was good.
Continue.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. I made my dad's t-shirt the morning of, and he didn't want a white t-shirt, so we went with a black one and did the "We're Never Ever Getting Back Together," and I put on red sequins on the two red words. Now I've got to find this. What was it? Oh, hang on.
I also made my top.
Yes. What era?
I was like debut and folklore kind of combined.
Nice.
I just wore my blunnies. I think I might have been the only person in the stadium who was wearing Blunstons. But I was like, I want to wear comfy shoes. And I had a long skirt and I made a top, like a halter top.
Oh,
did
nice.
You make that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah, sew us.
I wore my cardigan because I have a cardigan.
Okay, I'm just, context, I'm showing the picture around now. Yeah.
Declan, do you have a favourite era?
No, I don't really listen to music as such.
Fair enough.
Freddie, what's your favourite era then?
I don't know what they're actual, I just know the different colours.
Okay, what's the colour?
Well, I don't know what the colours correspond to.
Surely you have a favourite.
I Well, what are the different eras? Can you explain them to me? What
so
are they?
So first is like debut or the original album. Oh, that is such a cute photo. That was,
I'm just showing a photo of me and my mum before, and I had sparkly gold cowgirl boots on.
Oh, I love that.
And they were actually super comfy.
Yeah. So, okay, first there's Debut, which, like, is the self-titled album.
Yep.
That's, like, yeehaw.
Yeah.
Naya situation. And second is Fearless, which is, like, the gold sparkly dresses. And then there's Speak Now, which is purple.
Hang on, I was like, just identify it.
Yeah, that's okay. There's a bunch you can just swipe through. There's Speak Now, which is... Oh, well, you better... Fearless, the vibe is, like... being in high school. It's like You Belong With Me. That's
okay.
The song. Speak Now is like stuff John Mayer, basically. It's like confessional.
Mm.
Red, you know.
Is the red one, I'm assuming, yeah.
1989, Light Blue, Shake It Off.
Yeah.
New York vibes. Reputation, black. Yeah. What's next? Lover is pink.
And pastels.
I'm kind of surprised you didn't go as Lover, actually.
I don't like one of the songs, and
Which
it really
one?
Put me off. I'll tell you.
No, tell me now.
No, you're gonna reveal it on air.
Come on.
Oh no, it makes me.
Is
sound
it the man?
Like how... No, actually, I didn't like that song initially when it came out, but I like it now.
Is it Cruel Summer?
No. Who could not like? We're just gonna go.
Is it
through.
Lover?
No, I do like Lover.
It better not
I'm
be
not
Willow.
Gonna stop. Is it The Archer?
No, although I didn't really know The Archer well until.
Is it False God?
No.
Oh, I'm running out of songs. Is it Paper Rings?
No.
Can you just reveal it?
Actually, Paper Rings was playing at the shops the other day, and I didn't know how many lyrics I knew to that song until I was in that shop.
It's very catchy. I was listening to it.
It's really catchy. I mean, you just say Paper Rings a lot, and you've pretty much got it.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, then there's Folklore, which is like the cardigan in the woods sort of vibe. And then Evermore is kind of that, but more. Folklore is like the summer version. Evermore is like the winter version.
Okay.
And then Midnights is like Midnights.
So the Midnights
one. So now you have to choose.
Which one's Willow in?
Evermore.
Okay, well, I wasn't going to say
orange.
That one. But
your T-shirt is giving debut, though.
Is that what bit, green
but
is?
I can also kind of see Folklore.
Yeah.
I'll go with either of those ones. Yeah, they sound... No, I feel like I've heard most of... I feel like the one I've heard most is 1989 and Red, so it'd have to be one of those two. That's one. Those are the ones I've heard the most. I
kind of see you as a 1989 girly.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing.
Yeah, oh, great. All right, cool. So the era's like... Like, are there fans of specific eras that, like, battle with each other over which era is the best one?
Not really. No, it's just, like, which era do you like best? It's not, like, footy teams. It's very, very tame.
Yeah.
Very tame.
Very tame. My dad and I were telling a friend about it on Saturday. Was it Saturday? Mm. Yeah. And she was so moved by hearing about the culture of such a huge concert.
Mm.
Like, you wouldn't think that it'd be so nice and so nurturing of the, you know, the young people in the stadium too.
Mm.
Crazy. And then I went to Pink a week later.
Not the same?
No, it was like standing and party and
what
jumping.
What do you mean? I was standing with Taylor Swift. You were sitting?
No, I stood for all of Taylor Swift. But it's different when everybody is like, it's just standing room down the bottom.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like
mosh
pit. Oh,
I don't like
pit.
Standing room.
No, scary.
I like having a seat.
Yeah. Yeah, so Dad and I kind of wandered around. I did get a hot chocolate, though, and, like, props to having hot drinks.
Yeah.
At Taylor Swift?
No, at Pink.
Oh, we're talking about Pink now.
When was Pink?
Well, Pink's been going for, like, 3 weeks now.
Isn't she doing, like,
a
whole country
Melbourne
tour?
And
she's
then went away and then came back.
Yeah,
because she's doing a second round of Melbourne Summer Carnival. Apparently at, I think it was the Matildas game. Did you go to the Matildas game just after Pink had been here? Oh, wait, no, did they end up playing that there? Maybe it was the AFL.
It was at Marvel.
Yes, okay, then it was the Matildas game. Apparently, according to the news the other day, you could see the imprint where the stage had been.
I have some pictures. Let me have a look.
I
didn't notice it.
I believe it was their game.
But
that
doesn't mean it.
Unless
it
was the first AFL game of the season, which I don't
actually
know much about football.
You can kind of see it on the left there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like faded slightly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I did not notice that when we were there at all.
That's where the stadium would have been, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, they do so much to protect the ground.
Yeah, they, like, got new turf and stuff.
Yeah.
They went really... Because you have to... I saw photos of it after We talking about Pink or Taylor Swift?
Either.
Well, I saw photos after Taylor Swift had, like, packed up from the MCG and it was totally wrecked. Were they delayed? Because usually the first game of the AFL is Richmond-Carlton at the MCG on a Thursday. They delayed it because I don't think they thought the turf was going to be ready.
But then I think it was in the end. I think they had heaps
of... But it still wasn't the first game in the end,
No. No, like, they still delayed it.
I feel like it'd be different.
It would have been ready if they wanted to.
Cricket, like, I don't know... I mean, obviously immediately afterwards it wouldn't necessarily be, but the turf I've always thought puts up with more in football and therefore can cope than if they were playing cricket on it.
It would not be good enough. No way.
I'm surprised that, like, I get it, stadium stuff, but it boggles my mind when they do cover the whole ground and put someone on a, like, you know, on a grass thing that they spend so much money on this grass.
Yeah.
Only to cover it entirely with these, like, big white things that clip into each other.
Yeah. It does seem a bit crazy. But, like, I kind of get it. But, yeah, right. It copes with a lot in AFL. You know, everyone's jumping around and falling on the ground.
I can't imagine. I imagine the grass,
cricket,
after being compressed for, you know, 3 hours for three nights, I still think that grass would be better. I have no idea. I don't know the first thing about grass, but I think it would be better than the
grass. Do we have any grass experts? Tweet
us. The day after a football game. And, like, they'll play consecutive games, I think, normally.
Yeah.
Don't they? They'll play, like, one on Friday and one on Saturday.
I think so.
But I guess, like, the stress of having just, like, players running around on grass versus building probably a multi-ton set on that grass
and, like,
is wildly
grass
different.
Covered for the concerts as well.
Yeah, exactly. So
I don't know.
Crazy. I don't know about grass.
No.
Yeah.
Declan, you're a grass expert?
No, sorry, sadly not.
This is, like, almost completely unrelated, except for, like, the brief connection to grass. When I was in year 9 at my school, they were doing a new building. I promise there's a connection here.
Okay.
They were building, like, a new building, so there were a bunch of portable classrooms on the oval. Where the grass is. And eventually, you know, yeah, exactly. That's the end of the story. No, so they pulled all the portable classrooms off once the new building was ready, but they had to, like, fix the turf because they play, like, you know, into school footy games on there.
Yeah.
And, like, the groundskeeper, I went to a private school, we had a groundskeeper. gave a 30-minute speech at the assembly about, like, their process for fixing the grass.
Oh.
And, like,
so you didn't take notes for us now.
Well, No, I'm really sorry.
That's really disappointing.
I'll get in contact with them and ask if he can come on. But it was, like, it was the most bizarre thing because he had, like, heat maps of the grass.
What?
It was crazy. He had a whole PowerPoint. He was whipping out, like, all these, like, really bizarre terms about, like, that I guess, like, are specific to, like, grass people. I don't know. But it became, like, a huge running joke for that whole year. It was so funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah, turf vigor. I've never heard that expression before.
Does
anyone?
It mean?
I don't know to this day, but it was something he said, and he said it was very important that was maintained.
Oh, okay.
So
that's really stuck with you.
It's really stuck with me because I just remember everyone in that hall, all, like, what, like 400 of us, just trying not to lose ourselves because it was the funniest thing.
That's crazy.
It was a huge running joke. Yeah, good times. I'm sure the Taylor Swift groundskeeper people can relate to this.
Yeah. Well, I showed up at uni the other day, and there's this guy who runs all of, like, the staging and stuff at the con, and he had a shirt that said Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour local crew.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my god, that is
I've got
so
something
cool.
I need to show you, actually.
Oh, what do you need to show me?
I'll find it. I don't think I'll be able to find it now.
Yeah. I mean, what else could the connection possibly
be? I think I need to find it. But I don't know if you'll appreciate this as much as I think
you
will.
Well, this actually does kind of tie in because we can talk about the country that Taylor Swift is from. And what you're
America?
About to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's just such a broad intro. That's such a broad...
That wasn't that hard. There's a segue.
I can't
believe you've forgotten about segues.
So, no, I had a really good one last week, actually. Oh, were you listening, Bridie?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, of course you weren't.
I was busy doing something.
Yeah, of course. Too busy
what
to...
What was I doing last week? Oh, I was in Geelong. That's what I was doing.
Oh, yeah, for Music Man, I'm assuming.
Yeah. No, I just go to Geelong for fun.
Yeah, she goes there for some lovely walks.
Yeah.
It's a long walk to Geelong.
Hang out friend of the show, Sammy J.
I wonder how long it is.
Yeah.
Does Sammy J hang out in Geelong?
They're doing
Like a week of shows from there or something.
I think they're doing, like, every Friday or Thursday or something.
I thought I'd run into Sammy J during my internship.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think I said this to you.
Yeah.
Never did.
Wow.
Which was so bizarre. That is a long way to drive.
18 hours and 33 minutes.
To walk? No way. It's only like 70 Ks. It's like 10 hours.
No, it's 80.2 kilometres via Federation Trail.
Like maybe if you draw like a direct line between them, it is. But is also that, you do like, have to do the little...
There's maps. Water there.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's why it's longer, Brian, because you have to walk.
No, I was driving and there were signs.
I think the walking speed on maps, it's like...
It's slower than usual.
4 or 5K per hour.
But you can walk at 7.
So, yeah, so I was like, I've always thought I'd get there faster. Because it's like... 15 minutes per kilometre is what they usually say. And I'm like, I could walk significantly faster than that.
Yeah.
Maybe not for 10 hours. Represent walks to Geelong.
I think we could do it.
Can we do a live broadcast?
Represent walks to Canberra.
There's a little too many mountains on the way to Canberra, I think. At least you could just walk on the beach all the way around to Geelong.
Yes.
Well, that'd be nice.
That would be
nice.
Have you found this yet, Freddie?
I have, actually.
Oh, good.
I love that we're one segment in and an hour in.
143 hours.
I was watching something and I thought of that at the same time. Now I can't remember what it was.
It's 143 hours.
143 hours?
To Canberra. Oh, that's nothing.
We can do that.
That's like a week.
We can do that. I don't know. Have you seen Succession, Declan?
Yeah, it's like a week.
I've heard about it.
I am the eldest boy.
I was watching something and I was like, oh my God. Freddie would die if he saw this.
What was it?
I can't remember.
Oh.
It'll come back to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about America.
There was just a solid while Bridie was tagging me in random Facebook posts and going, I am the eldest boy.
Because it's really funny.
It is.
And because it was a real thing. And it's very relevant.
You know which country Succession's like based in, right?
Yeah.
America.
Yeah.
Guess what else happened in America, guys?
Are those people that we're about to talk about the eldest sibling?
The eldest, I have to imagine, they're like the eldest people in the world at this point, I feel like. They are the oldest people ever to run for president.
Oh, Joe Biden, I am the eldest boy.
He is the eldest boy? Hey!
And one moment.
Surely Trump would be the oldest still alive, right?
No, Marianne Trump Barry is Donald Trump's oldest sibling.
Ah. I guess he's going to get...
There's a website that says Joe Biden's 3 siblings ranked oldest to youngest. But I thought it just said Joe Biden's
ranked
siblings
oldest ranked to youngest. That'd be so... How would they rank them if it wasn't oldest? Just like...
Best outfits
to the Oscars. But yeah, anyway, yes, we are talking about Joe Biden, who is now set to basically officially become the Democratic nominee for the upcoming US election, which is setting the stage for the second face-off between him and Donald Trump.
Yay.
Which is also not... I was expecting this completely.
Yeah.
So, Naya, I think it was you last week who said that you could potentially see another person coming out as the Democratic nominee.
Yes, did say that. I was hoping that maybe we could just have something different.
Yeah, so...
So really, you wanted to change it this late in the...
Yeah, thing? Let's do something that's interesting.
This late in the...
Yeah, that's what I was saying last week. It's a bit late now.
Yeah.
So, Naya, what do you think, looking back at that comment? Sorry, I make that sound a lot more scathing than
yourself.
It is. Reflecting on your silly statements, what do you have to say?
Well, I've done
apologize,
a lot of
maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not a politician, just in case you forgot.
That's
Oh, we thought you were the Prime Minister.
Yeah, exactly.
And Bridie was going to be Speaker.
Yeah. Yes, sorry. So true.
She was going to be the Attorney General.
You know, I got awarded Future Prime Minister at my school formal.
Oh,
that
wow.
makes so much sense,
oh,
actually.
Up.
Yeah, I can believe that.
I got a sash. I still have it.
Yeah,
probably.
That mate. Can you wear it here one day? That'd be so funny.
You might have to remind me because I don't know where it is.
I'm sending a reminder.
We'll do a day where we all wear our formal outfits to.
I still have my dress, but
our
I don't
past
think
ones, and
dress.
Declan, you can wear your future one.
Yeah, sure.
I got my dress
because you wouldn't
for
have had one yet. No, didn't think
that
so.
That is impressive.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's cool.
I was hearing 450 and you said $4.50, and then when you said op shop, it didn't compute in my brain. I was kind of just staring, going, cool.
$4.50.
That's amazing. I looked and looked and looked and got my dress, I think, the weekend before formal, which was a classic, but it's so ethereal, and it looks just like one of my favourite Australian designers.
Who's your favourite?
Paolo Sebastian.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is so not relevant to this show. I saw... Did you follow him on Instagram?
Yeah.
Did you see the dress that was, I mean, oh, I've got no reception on that. One moment, please. I saw the most amazing dress and I sent it to my mum because I was like, oh my God, this is the most beautiful dress I've ever seen.
Declan, who's your favourite Australian designer?
I don't really have one.
Exactly.
Can't say I do South either.
Australia. I was going to ask, what are you?
I don't have one either.
I didn't know he was Australian. I thought he was probably American. This one.
Oh, yes, I remember that one coming
I was like,
that's nice.
It was like stunning.
The dress that introduced me to the entire collection was one from their Nutcracker range a few years ago. I think it was Philippa Sue in this, who was in Hamilton. That's a stunning dress.
Yeah, it is. That's the one I'm...
She wore... They do so much with tulle, and it's just so stunning. Yeah, oh, my goodness, really... I'm just going to, you know, show the photo. That one.
Yeah. I get suggested a lot of brides' wedding dresses on Instagram. and I think it has a very incorrect idea of, like, what stage of life I am.
Yeah, when's the wedding bride? Jeez.
I don't know, but wedding dress shopping looks really fun from what it looks like on Instagram.
We should represent goes wedding dress shopping.
Yeah, we're both getting married to Freddie now.
I thought we went to that. Yeah, okay, cool.
Oh, God, that'll be a fun wedding.
Okay,
just start spewing politics in the middle of the...
How did we get to this?
How did we...
Formal Prime Minister.
You were going to be future Prime Minister or you're formal.
True, I forgot about that.
And I'd made a comment and was being interviewed like the Prime Minister.
Oh, yeah. Don't you regret what you said?
I do not regret what I said. I would like some, you know, names. And, I mean, I said that last year when there was talk of a double dissolution in the Australian government.
You were very excited for that.
I just love the idea that I get to learn...
She was really excited for that last year as well.
Yeah.
A whole, like, new set of names, even though lots of them would be the same names. But it just feels like it would be good on my brain, especially
after we lost her name. Do you know what you need? You need another double citizenship scandal.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That'd be a good one.
I don't have any more to say about that, but I just think that would really get you very excited.
I think so.
Well, you know where else you could get, like, dressed up quite fancy? I feel like you could do fancy dress at the Democratic National Convention in August.
What about the RNC?
We're not talking about that right now.
What about the segue with, I wonder if anyone has a double, like, a double citizenship with the US?
You that'd
jumped
be a good
back
one.
To formal dresses.
Maybe we should just start emailing all the politicians with, we can predict who has dual citizenship, email those ones with just the subject line, like, I know your secret, and see if they come out with it.
I am sure.
Try weeding them out. But Ellie broadcasted it. I think that'll work.
They're probably all checking now before they get elected.
Yeah, probably.
It was kind of a huge thing. Yeah, I don't know.
I think it was. I was talking to someone about this the other day because they were really surprised that they couldn't be Prime Minister, and I was like, yeah. You can't be with two.
Yeah.
This is going to be so hard to edit because every time I see, like, the noise level go up, I'm going to be like, oh, it's a song. No, they're laughing again.
We never laugh. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, just have a good time on this show.
Sorry, so what's happening in the US?
I don't even know anymore.
Like, who cares?
What's everyone's dream formal outfit? Thank you, Declan. That's so sweet. I wish the other two members of our show did.
Too.
I just realised you two are matching.
We said that at the start of the show.
Yeah, they did.
Bridie walked in and she was like, we're kind of matching today.
Yeah. I'm matching my bag. I bought this new bag and I match it accidentally.
Oh, that's nice. We're both wearing, Bridie and I are both wearing, like, green shirts today. That's the context for the people who aren't visually watching this show, which is no one, because you can't do that.
I feel like it would be significantly more entertaining for the people who are at the moment, because people are probably sitting here going, I've been waiting the last 10 minutes to find out about the US.
So, yeah, anyway, so his nomination will be made official in August at the Democratic National Convention. But,
why is it so late?
I don't know, because we figured it out last week when the actual election was. Is it in... The election's
it's
quite
November.
Late this year, isn't
November,
it? Oh, no,
yeah.
It's November.
It's always the first Tuesday in November or something.
Yeah. So, never mind. Scrap that, whatever I was saying. But, in August. But the recent primaries in Georgia have secured him the support of the majority of delegates, which is what you need
to become the presidential nominee. The only other Democratic nominee to gain any support from the delegates is 52-year-old Maryland businessman Jason Palmer. Other big
Can you say that in an American accent? Jason Palmer.
Jason Palmer. Other big party names decided not to challenge Joe Biden because they saw that challenging the man who defeated Donald Trump probably wasn't the best idea for support, especially because it already is a very difficult thing to do.
So Palmer only got votes in American Samoa. Is that right?
I believe that was the only one where he kind of won.
Yeah,
because I was looking at his Twitter earlier. I noticed something really weird where... Unless you're logged,
stupid.
Well, Twitter is already stupid. Yeah, but I don't know if this has always been a thing, but unless you're logged in, you can't see all of somebody's tweets anymore.
Oh.
And you can only look at like their front page because I was looking at Jason Palmer's Twitter on my computer where I'm not logged into Twitter, and there was like very few tweets, and they were like several years apart.
Yeah.
And I know that there's a big shift away from Twitter, but I feel like that's not. But when
I've noticed that as well, actually.
Yeah. But, like, also, he wouldn't be just tweeting multiple years apart. But on Google, it would be it had a lot more tweets in, like, the little snapshot on Google. Oh. So, I don't know, completely off topic. But anyway, so Donald Trump is expected to gain the majority of support of Republican delegates in the coming days, which will set him to be the Republican nominee. Not a shocker. Very expected, I feel like.
Yeah.
So the 2024 election, which is now basically all but confirmed to be a Biden v. Trump 2 electric boogaloo, is expected to be the most expensive election in US history, with incumbent and the former presidents pulling out all the stops to secure the votes. It'll be really exciting, I feel like.
Does it get more expensive every time?
Well, probably, but I feel like maybe if you adjust inflation or something... I don't know. Politico said this. I can't imagine they're just tossing this out for fun.
Yeah, Politico is pretty reasonably reliable.
Yeah, so on this topic, after his well-received State of the Union address last week, Biden has begun a six-week ad campaign costing over $30 million, while he's also doing a lot of travel into swing states. Biden has been focusing this ad campaign on his stance on abortion and climate while reinforcing the strong economy and numerous bipartisan bills that he has been able to usher in during his leadership. However, he's expected to face challenges over his support for Israel in the current war.
I was going to say, how many starving Palestinian children could be fed by $30 million?
A lot of them.
Yeah.
And I bet Biden isn't really thinking about them, so there's going to be a lot of challenge on that. So while Biden is going to be facing these challenges, and he's also been consistently polling behind Trump, he believes that the race will become, he'll regain the lead once that race officially becomes Biden v. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think that this is the case? Because I think that's wishful thinking.
That's very optimistic.
Yeah, that's like just like change. Because like I feel like it's not a shocker that we were always expecting Biden v. Trump again, right? Yeah. So 100%. I feel like Americans would have been expecting this as well. I feel like, wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if I agree with you about Biden's not thinking about Israel-Palestine or...
What?
Didn't you just say he's not thinking about the Palestinian children?
Yeah, no, but probably not. I didn't mean that seriously. I meant as like an offhand, but like continue.
Yeah. Well, continue. I mean, I've been reading a bit about how they're putting like the headquarters in each state. You know, they always have a campaign headquarters. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily putting them in the capital cities. They're putting them in more diverse cities, at least the Dems.
Interesting.
Are. So I think he's going to be trying really hard to get as many votes as he possibly can.
Because I think if you're on the Democrat side, like you should definitely be aware that this is your race to lose.
Exactly.
Like, and according to the polling, they will.
Yeah.
So this is a smart move by the sounds of it.
But I don't know. I think they really need to change their tune on Israel-Palestine.
Definitely.
Because that will be the thing that brings them down.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Naya, Declan, what do you guys think?
I don't really know.
I'm looking forward to waiting it out to see. I feel like...
Can we live broadcast it?
Yeah. I don't see why.
The US election?
Yeah.
That'd be great. That'll be fun.
That'd be so good.
I'll provide baked goods in, like,
ooh,
the colours.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
There we go.
When you said colours, for some reason, I was like, what do the Taylor Swift eras have to do with
it? Oh, yeah. That too.
That's our watch party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what time it's going to be. It's usually quite long. Like
It's a big night. It's a
day.
Well, for us, it's in the morning.
Last time we were doing it, we were all at school with it up on our computers.
I remember when Trump became president, I was watching CNN on my laptop, and I was just watching, I'm like, damn, this is a disaster.
Yeah, that was, I do remember that as well. And everyone, I went out to PE in year six and came back and we were all like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
I had initially thought someone was joking because I hadn't realised. I'd like only heard like spits and spats about Donald Trump. And I sort of thought, because it was mostly kind of jovial, I was like, oh, no, what? Like, huh? He's president?
Yeah.
All I knew was he was like that guy in Home Alone, and somehow that was important.
As I kept saying last year,
the elevator guy, the
former star of Home Alone 2. So yeah, while Biden faces questions as to whether he can be president at 81 years old,
props to him for being 81 and running for president.
Props to him for being 81. Trump has been facing questions as to whether a potentially convicted criminal can be president, because in just under 2 weeks, the trial into his hush payments to Stormy Daniels will kick off in New York. Do we think this is going to affect Trump's campaign?
I feel like we would have seen it by now.
The stuff he puts out.
The stuff he puts out. How his supporters see him. Do you think he's going to lose supporters over this?
No.
He would have lost them already. I think it's public enough.
Yeah, definitely.
I think unless he's, like, put in jail, I think that there are a lot of people in America who see jail as, like, the worst possible outcome ever.
And, like, awful.
And I think if he is put in jail or if he's not given bail or something like that, like, if he is behind bars, especially if a photo gets out of him behind bars, I think that will make a difference. But barring that, no.
But will it make a big enough of a difference? Barring. Well, we did establish last year that he can technically be president from jail, can't he? Did we establish that? Go back to the archives.
Yeah.
We'll come back next week on that.
I can't remember if it was whether while you're, like, during criminal proceedings or after a conviction.
Yeah, so
I don't think it's something they've faced yet.
No, probably not. But
leap year. Didn't they? We said a few weeks back, some people say a leap year's lucky and you should try new things in the leap year, but other people say it's unlucky, don't try new things. So, you know, we'll find out.
So Donald Trump's going to jail? Or?
Well, no, he's trying to run for president in a very different... True, that's last year. Oh, he just got out of it.
I want to read this because this is a post that Donald Trump made during the Oscars. Because I think this is quite funny.
I know the one.
He posted this on Truth Social. And Jimmy Kimmel read it out on air after being told that he shouldn't.
Do you have an account on Truth Social, Freddie?
I don't have an account on Truth Social. I'm looking at a screenshot on Google Images. Nice. Has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC, America ABC, talent like George Sloppenopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Also, a really bad, politically correct show tonight and for years. Disjointed, boring, and very unfair. Why don't they just give the Oscars to those that deserve them? Maybe their way to make their audience and TV ratings will come back from their depths. Make America great again! I don't know who he thought should have won the Oscars. I thought he would have been all over Oppenheimer.
Killian Murphy.
I thought he would have been all over Oppenheimer, but apparently not. Like, maybe he was a Barbie guy. He was a Barbie guy on Oppenheimer.
I think it would have been considered more quote-unquote, I don't know. I mean, I never saw Oppenheimer, but I know the plot. But I feel like it would be considered more politically correct, so to speak, to have a film like Barbie win because it has, like, quite, you know, feminist undertones,
Why would Trump care about that?
True, but, like, but also I don't feel like awards nights are ever really that necessarily politically correct. They seem to be that one night where people will sort of toe the line of political correctness?
I think maybe, like, there was that period in 2016, like, you know, during the Trump presidency, where no matter which awards show you were at, there'd always be, like, a political statement in there.
Yeah.
Like,
it was much more overt.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, I will admit, is, I guess they just decided.
Ran out of steam.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was a bit ham-fisted in. I've just seen it, like, a lot. Especially during the Oscars, even though, like, I didn't think any of the acceptance speeches this year were, like, very political.
There was one about Palestine.
Yeah.
And there were a few.
There were a lot of badges. But yeah, so interesting. I want to know who he thought should have won the Oscar.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm not sure I understood any of that tweet thing.
Yeah, no, neither. It's very, it's very sloppy. but yeah, so now that it's almost definitely, it was always was, but now it's basically definitely been narrowed down to Biden v. Trump. I feel like we should lock in our final predictions for the American election. Who are we going with?
It's a hard question. Because, like, I don't want Trump to win, but...
But you think it'll be Trump?
I think it'll be Trump.
I'm on the same page as you, Bridie.
Same, yeah. I do too.
Yeah?
Oh, we can't have all the same.
Naya? Another curveball, perhaps, from you, like last
See,
week?
See, if someone...
I think Gavin Newsom will win.
If someone else had said Biden, I would have felt the intense need to throw, like, a complete curveball, like some, you know, former Australian
politician.
Well, I
can say Biden to be a token Biden vote if you want to vote for something else.
No, that's right. I'll go with Biden because I want to be different. And that way, if Biden wins, I'll feel unique and special.
She's not like other representatives.
She's much better at predicting the future than we are.
But as always, the American election, there seems to be new news on it every week.
Isn't that because every week they have new primary candidacy
basically
votes?
But I feel like now it won't be a whole lot of news considering both of them are locked in for it now. And they don't have any opponents in their parties. But as always, we'll keep an eye on it. And that was a lot of time for not a lot of content in the end.
Don't know what you're on about. That was the perfect segment.
We're going to go to a song. I'm just moving around the songs because I'm too scared. Oh, it won't let me clear it. All right. This is...
That's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
You know what? I'm going to back announce it because I don't know how to speak French.
Oh,
you're
okay.
To
French.
Oh, okay, here we go. But I don't think it's even the whole
mate,
title.
This is not even that hard. Vous venez souvent ici. That's all.
That's the song.
By Benetois.
Benetois?
Is there an I?
Yeah.
That's like
ah. I can speak a tiny bit of French, but not that much. More, Bridie can speak more French than me, and that is what we've learned today.
I did French for a few
years.
We'll
be back after this quick escape to France.
I tried. I failed miserably.
I failed miserably as well.
Hey.
I know. I'm failing.
Theme of the episode. Shh. We're back. We're admiring dresses in silence. No laughter.
Mm-mm.
Mm, we don't
no
laugh on
smiles,
the show.
Even.
No, we don't have fun on this show. We are serious only.
Yep.
Naya broke the rule.
Yeah, you're out. No more EP.
No more EP.
Oh, no more dealing with Jazla.
Maybe the punishment is you have to be EP.
Yeah. For the rest of time.
Permanent DP.
Oh, but that would mean I'm forever younger than 26. So that works for me.
You just never have a sin, sin death.
Mm. Wait, is there a sin death? Do you get
That's
a sin death?
That's what they call
death? It. When you turn 26.
I don't want to die.
Unless you join the board, I guess, then you get sin resurrected.
Yeah.
I feel
doesn't
like that doesn't
that
count,
just sound
though.
Like a cracking gig?
Yeah. Good
okay,
times.
So God,
imagine
we say
being
something...
offered that. Hey.
Okay. I'm going to run very quickly through two things that have been in the news very quickly, and then we're going to do our favourite segment, and I'm going to run out that door and grab
the
chickens. Box and Bridie's friendship bracelet,
what?
Taylor Swift.
Oh!
Did you not have yours
okay.
yet? Oh, no,
while
you
they
didn't.
Talk about that,
totally
I'm going to go grab that.
Oh, I
okay,
forgot
we'll
to bring mine see. Today.
We'll talk to each other.
I'll
Hi,
bring
Freddie,
it.
How are you going?
Good, we haven't seen each other in 5 months. How's it been?
I don't know, it's been crazy.
It's a good... It was a good reunion. There goes my microphone. So now that Naya's out, I feel like we can control the show
now.
Now
we can really talk about what we really think about
Yeah,
her.
Exactly. Naya, absolute
I
wizard on the panel,
anymore.
Though.
I know. I was
changing
so
the
impressed.
News hits in your unbiased opinion. anyway, so, I'll go.
Freddie just gestured rudely at saying, not I don't want to get Naya. Oh my god, it's so
How good is it?
It's tiny. Sorry. My oh, it's stretchy, okay. I was gonna say my wrists are a little bit bigger than that.
I'll wear mine. I'll make sure I remember mine next week.
Yes, okay. As you should. As
thanks,
you should.
Naya, I love it. I have lots of bracelets at home, so I'll bring you guys one. But they're all Taylor Swift themed. I didn't make any
that's okay. Beads. Any Willow ones will
I will have
a
Willow
one. I might have a Willow one.
Do you actually? Oh, wow.
I might. I've got
I
a
have
lot
a
of
Willow
Emma
one,
ones.
But I may have given it.
I can't I don't remember think if I gave my Willow one away or not.
My favourite one was actually a 1989 one I made that had a little aeroplane, and it was like paper aeroplanes.
What's the context behind the aeroplane?
Two paper airplanes flying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I only found out recently the friendship bracelets were like a reference to a song that has it in the lyrics. I didn't know that for the longest time, because when I was doing my internship, like a lot of other people just didn't know, and we looked it up.
Oh
my god.
Yeah.
How many...
I'm just showing Freddie a picture of my friend and my wrists after Taylor Swift, and we had a lot. I did go pretty ham, because I'd bought a lot of beads and kind of needed to use them up, so I made a lot. Mm. And she'd also done the same thing, and so we both had a lot of beads.
That's nice.
But well, when we do our watch party, I've still got spare, we'll watch it on I need to
Disney,
use them up.
We can use them. It's fun. I liked making
the
bracelets.
Oh, so much fun.
Yeah.
Same. No, I didn't make any. So.
Yeah, but no, you I tied all my leftover ones together and hung them in my window.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't want to make one of those box things. I can't be stuffed.
I want to make one of those boxes, but I have to work out how to get the box because I have a clear cut, so I can do the coloured bit.
Very nice.
That was my birthday thing.
That's a good present.
So much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just it does Taylor Swift things. among other cool things. Okay. Very, very quickly, so we can move on to our countries of the world because we have like 20 minutes.
Oh god.
The show goes so
fast. Two things.
We need
news.
A 4-hour slot next. 4 hours. Can we have a whole day?
Yeah. A week.
That'd be great. Represent week.
Yeah. The US election week could be Represent Week.
That actually could be.
We can sleep in the pre-record studio.
That's just normal. That's what we do, Freddie.
Yeah, sorry.
That's where we live.
Like yeah. We live. Well, I just want them to think we're normal people, that we don't just hibernate in the
sin.
We're
in too deep now.
Yeah.
We don't see natural light. We just are underground constantly.
It's our second / third year of Represent, so...
Yeah, true.
We just live, breathe, eat Represent.
I'm having too many ideas about how to make all, like, eating represent. Like, could I get, like,
can
you
we
know,
make
printed...
Democrat and Republican bracelets?
Yes.
Oh, my
that was, like,
God.
We need to all be doing the show next year because I think I sent this idea to Bridie.
Because
there's a federal election and I saw this thing where you, like, have cupcakes and you either have a cake or cupcakes and then, like, what do you call them? M&Ms, or you ice them as you go, and it's in the shape of all the seats in the house.
Oh my god!
And you like
god.
Pipe on red or green or teal.
That would dude, be I love amazing. That.
So we could essentially do that. Oh, we could do that for the states. Each state.
If Tasmania, like, Tasmania is going to an early election, let's do Tassie.
Yes, let's do it. Okay. Yeah. Represent. Okay. Very quickly, over the news this week, aged care has been in the news. Nodding in that side of the studio.
Wait, we're talking about
the friendship bracelet. Yeah,
okay,
this bracelet is.
I'm going to talk to you listeners while these two over here go.
Well, we just have our own conversation. Yeah, how you been, Brady?
Been great.
Okay, aged care has been in the news because the aged care task force...
I'm trying to see what the task is.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to hand Brady something to play with.
Sorry, I just
keep
couldn't read it.
Keep her occupied.
Yeah. The Aged Care Task Force released their final report this week talking about the troubles the sector is having with funding, which we've heard over the last, like, 5-6 years that's been talked about. I did my English assignment in year 11 on that because that was our topic for, I can't remember what that was called.
An assignment?
No, like, that one where you, like, read an article and then respond to it. Hang on, that's the first one.
I don't know. I didn't do English.
An analysis? Article? Argument analysis?
Language analysis.
Language analysis.
That's the one. I did both, and so there's too many essay names in my... both them in English and Lit. They have rejected the idea for an aged care levy, which was suggested, but they have talked about assets such as superannuation being considered when deciding how much older Australians should pay for their care. And older Australians, I can't remember what the generation is called, but the eldest boomers, they are the eldest generation, aren't they?
I think correct. So, yeah.
Because I was trying to work out, like, what mum and dad are, because we were going, like, Gen Z is very big, and millennials. I think it's Gen X. But, yeah, they and must be.
Boomers are older than Gen X.
Yeah.
Boomers, so, like, our grandparents.
Yeah, so age. Boomers have the highest general, like,
wealth,
yeah, and it, that has included, like, their savings and super various and factors, super. Mm. And the thought was that they therefore pay more. And there's been various responses, not heaps. Like, when I research it, there's not heaps of official, like, you know, written responses. Lots of talkback radio responses. Oh, my goodness, I have sat there listening to the radio.
ABC the other day, when this first came out, whatever day that was, and they had Vox Pops from Brisbane.
Oh, okay,
and there was
some
woman who was speaking.
Was this on ABC Melbourne?
Yep.
Vox Pops from Brisbane.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's okay, whatever.
I think I was listening to the same thing.
She was so vehemently against any sort of aged care leave issues. Me and my husband have worked so hard all of our lives, blah, blah, blah. We should not have to pay more for aged care. We shouldn't be punished just because some other people are too lazy to work. I was like,
well, you can tell she'll be next in the aged care home if she cares that much. Yeah.
That is so selfish. Like, can't you have any compassion for other people? Not everyone's as lucky as you. Yeah. Oh, my God. No. It really kind of ground my gears. I was annoyed about it.
I thought it was interesting because I can't remember now, was it, if it was radio or a podcast I was listening to about how, I really can't remember, intergenerational houses and families.
Oh,
and
I heard this. This is the radio.
Yeah, it must be on the radio then. And talking about how, especially in other European nations, it's very common to extend your house as the generations come, and that is your intergenerational house. And the younger people care for the elders in the household, whereas we really...
And they stay in aged care longer. Like,
yeah, we've really moved away and
studied.
And aged care is more seen as like, you know, a last resort for, you know, you need higher care. Or I've heard some people talk about aged care being in place for people to retain a certain level of dignity within their family and having separate people for care. But I've always, I mean, I live on land, so I've always sort of expected that, you know, in some way I'll live there and my kids could live on the land, because it's a very sort of farm, quotation marks, thing to do, to keep people on the land because you are looking after it. But yeah, we've definitely strayed away from that. But that I thought was interesting. There's been a lot of opinions, and I read the recommendations, and it was like reading a report. the standout ones were...
Have you prepared a language analysis for us on this report?
Yes, the standout points were 3 and 5, I think, which were, it is appropriate older people make a fair co-contribution to the cost of their aged care based on their means, and 5 was make aged care fees fairer, simpler and more transparent so people can understand the costs they incur if they access aged care. I just thought they make sense, but that was sort of seems to be the biggest idea at the moment that's been in the news. But because we do not have much time...
Wait, let me just
final
say one
comments,
thing really
yeah, final comments, and then I'm going to jump to the next thing.
Okay. I have a great aunt who's looking at going into aged care soon. My dad is very involved in that. He's the oldest of siblings. So anyway, they went to look at an aged care, and that afternoon they came back home and, you know, dad was talking about it, and mum said, oh, how much is it? And he said, oh, you know, it's like the daily fees and it's $500 or $700, and they keep that and they take the interest on it and then they give it back once you die or leave, once you leave, however that may be. And I was like, oh, like, do you really mean $500 or $700? Like,
a day?
No, $500,000 to $700,000. You pay that. They take the interest off it. This is a private home.
Mm-hmm.
They take the interest off it. And then once you leave, you get that back. But you're also paying $60 a day for something, $30 a day for something. Like, it's per day. It was about $100 per day for every day that you're there, plus $500,000 to $700,000. That,
it's ludicrous.
I had no idea it was so expensive.
And you get it back.
I knew it was expensive.
When you leave.
Yeah, but Who's got who's that gonna, much in the first
to
place?
To just set aside $700,000.
Well, it's like you die. Well, it goes into your will, but...
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, we've recently put a member of our family into aged care. And seeing that process is so frustrating because I've been somewhat involved in that. And just seeing how much they overcharge for the most basic things as well is like, ridiculous.
My grandma was in aged care for almost 10 years and they're charging daily fees.
That's so, it's terrible. It really
boggled my mind.
It's atrocious.
Boggled.
We need a royal commission into the charging, not just the treatment of the patients, but into the bill. Yeah, more royal commissions. Anyway, we should rush along.
Yeah, let's move on.
I'm going to rush along very quickly. I just put in actually something I wrote for an assignment, but there was a little bit of talk about AUKUS, only that the US budget that was revealed said Australia would only receive one Virginia-class submarine by 2025. And then people were like, oh, does this mean they're going to back out because we'll only get one by 25? And Richard Miles rejected that and said, according to The Age, in which he was quoted saying, the fact that the American industrial base is stretched in 2024 as it was in 2023 when we made this announcement is not news. It formed part of the landscape against which this arrangement was agreed a year ago. It's the overall AUKUS budget. It's an $11 million commitment, which will span over the next 5 years. And he said, that's what we need to see. That's as expected. The fact that the industrial base is tight in this year is something that we already understood. And so we welcome the fact that we are seeing an increased commitment of funding over the next 5 years. And that was about all that I saw considering that. So AUKUS is still going ahead. We'll have approximately one submarine in 2025.
Yay.
We talked about AUKUS way too much last year.
I hope I get to ride on the submarine that I paid for.
Yeah. Oh, true. Yeah. You paid tax.
Yeah.
And now...
Must be nice.
not really, no.
Our favourite and only segment that, depending on how I'm feeling and which I remember, I sometimes call what's happening in the world, which is what's written on the little jar, and sometimes say what's on in the world.
What's on? What's on in the world?
Inspired slightly. So I was gonna say first let's go in order, but I think we should possibly give Bridie a chance to hear this done in practice.
Okay.
Unless you'd like to open us
a special way that
there
I'm
is no special way.
Okay, well
go ahead.
I'll talk about the Seychelles. I assume there's silent S on the end.
I don't think
I've ever actually heard it said out loud. But
the Seychelles.
I did hear someone read it as Seychelles. Mildly entertained.
Well, where is it?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, Freddie. It's off the coast of Tanzania and Kenya. It's in the Indian Ocean. And it's actually the smallest and least populated African country. It's made up of 115 islands.
Wow.
It's a lot of islands.
A lot of islands.
Heaps of islands.
So they were a sovereign republic after gaining independence from the UK in 1976. There was then a coup, and it operated as a socialist one-party state until 1993, when some multi-party elections took place for the first time. Exciting. Ooh. It's now a presidential republic and has been kind of coasting along since then, with elections most recently in 2020. There's not a huge amount that's been happening lately. They've just sort of been keeping their head down, bum up sort of thing. They've had some former high-powered military officers have been charged with holding illegal arms, and there's a bit of a money laundering case going on that I couldn't find very much information about, but some connection to a former president or PM. The World Bank is about to set up an office there, and one of its beaches was rated sixth best in the world. So
high praise.
Yeah, congratulations, Seychelles.
Good stuff.
And there's a bit of controversy about the building of a luxury kind of eco-resort on one of their islands, as we see all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Thanks.
I'd so like glad to, I know if they if they build the hotel, I think
we should go
in order to work out whether or not the controversy was well backed, we should go.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Not like to see the super pretty beach. No, just, you know,
we would
work.
Never do that. We're very committed to represent.
Regardless of whether the show has any politics in it whatsoever, apparently.
Politics are not important.
That's true. 2 hours, we get more.
Yeah.
Control.
That's gonna be my favourite moment the whole year. Bridie goes, politics is not important.
It's not. I don't care about politics.
Clip it.
Yep. Make a note.
This is going to be like Laptop Gate.
Laptop Gate. Yes. Can we have another one?
I actually have that because I couldn't work out how to do like recording and keeping it and then playing it. I accidentally downloaded it into my...
My laptop just died.
Oh, you can use mine.
Like phone music.
Thank you.
So if I'm just playing shuffle of all my music, occasionally I'll just hear Sammy J's voice talking about Laptop Gate. I don't think it's the most
that
hilarious.
That's funny. Genius.
We should tell him that. Hi, Sammy.
Next time we get him on.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I told you, Niall, but I told you, Bridie, about when I ran into him when I was seeing Rent.
What?
Oh, you
Well, I didn't run into him. I didn't talk to him, but I saw him. And I'm like, he's having a nice night out. I don't want to be a pain and go up and say, hi, Sammy J. Well, I thought we stalk him so much.
He commented on our end of your post.
He did. That was so sweet.
That was so nice.
I hope he's listening. I wonder if he is listening. Hi, Sammy J.
Text us if you're listening.
Probably turned off after our third random root down non-politics.
Sidebar.
Yeah. He's probably like, oh, this is not ABC quality.
Okay, Freddie.
I'm really disappointed.
Bringing
in that
us.
Yes, Tonga, which I drew from the little jar last week, which is exciting. So I'm sure all the listeners out there are wondering, where in the world is Tonga? That's a fantastic question, guys. Tonga is an island country in Polynesia?
Polynesia.
Yep, I thought so. I couldn't tell if it was Polynesia or Polynesia or something.
No, it's not that.
Polynesia.
I don't know what the hell you're saying,
part
but it's
of
not
the
that.
Oceania or Oceania, however you want to pronounce it. I feel like I'm going to pronounce it so wrong. Any thoughts? Anyway, the country is made up of 100.
Nice going red. She's laughing so much.
The country has 171 islands, so I beat Bridie's one.
Oh, congratulations.
Of which 45 of them are inhabited. Now, I'm sure your next natural question from this is, which political system do they operate under? Naya is losing it. Well, I'm so glad you asked. I'm sure Naya would have asked that if she wasn't.
I feel like I didn't put enough life into my segment now. I see you should have gone first.
So Tonga is a constitutional monarchy. Very exciting. It is the only remaining indigenous monarchy in the Pacific Islands, which is very exciting.
What? I don't know what's going on over there.
Neither do I. And sort of over, I'm just distracted. Over the past couple of decades, Tonga's been taking a more democratic shift. As of 2010, I had it up here, as of April 2010, 17 of the 26 representatives are now directly elected, which is always nice to see.
Exciting.
Now, I'm sure you've been wondering, like, you know, such an interesting political system. What's been happening lately in that political system?
That's exactly what I was thinking, Freddie.
Thank you so much. Great minds think alike. Which, actually, I have a bit to talk about here, because there's been a lot of political drama in Tonga that's been making international news, but I'll speed through it. So early last month, the king of Tonga issued a letter that withdrew his support for the prime minister,
which is
incredible. The letter came from the Privy Council, which is like the king's advisors and his voice.
You don't know what the Privy Council is, Freddie?
Sorry?
You mean you didn't know what the Privy Council
is? Well, for the people who didn't know what it was.
Who didn't watch The Crown.
I haven't watched The Crown. So, saying that he had withdrawn confidence and consent in the Prime Minister, who is also the Defence Minister, and the Foreign Minister, who is also the Tourism Minister. When the letter was leaked to the public, the Prime Minister was in New Zealand on an official visit, but a statement came from the Acting Prime Minister calling the letter unconstitutional. Which is very interesting.
It's like a mess.
Yeah. While many first interpreted this as the king sacking the prime minister and dissolving parliament, something that the king had done before in 2017...
It's a serial offender. Yeah.
It has since been clarified that the king was just kind of sending a little message that the prime minister should think about acting on. So lots of drama happened, lots of speculation, and no comments from the king or the prime minister about any of this.
Tight-lipped. I love that.
But on Tuesday, the Prime Minister and some other politicians and nobles travelled to meet the King at his, like, official home. It's got a specific name, but I don't actually have it in my notes, which I'm very sorry about.
Really disappointed
here. I'm so sorry. Travelled to meet the King to work out their differences and sort of discuss the letter and how they can move forward. Still no comments from either side of the conflict, and supposedly progress is being made on this, but considering the letter was originally issued in early
early February, and this meeting has only happened now. Progress is a little bit slow, but something.
To be fair, I think I would avoid that meeting as well.
Yeah, probably. It wouldn't. Be, yeah. I can't.
Be high on my list.
I can't imagine what just walking into the king's home
who's
and being
just
like,
"Told you to quit."
So you've been talking smack about me, huh? So yeah, that is Tonga for you. Maybe something to revisit in coming weeks.
Indeed. I'd like to go there. I feel like, I mean, actually, I was going to say it sounds like a really pretty place.
My dad
but...
is really stupid.
Oh, no.
Doesn't he listen to this show?
I think he's forgotten it's on.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, he's still doing better than my parents.
Well, we're going to run very quickly, otherwise we'll get in trouble with the next show. So Slovakia is in Europe. And it's bordered by Austria, Hungary, Ukraine, Poland, and the Czech Republic. And I felt like when I was looking at that map, I was back in like year 9 history where you worked out where the countries were and then before the war and after the war and the next war. And the fact that Austria and Hungary were next to each other, I was like, they used to be one thing and now they're separate things. It was just this great deja vu. 5.4 million people population as of 21 and 10 hours behind Australia. Yeah, fun fact. They operate under a parliamentary representative democratic republic. Pretty much they've got a president and a prime minister. Their judiciary is separate. Their legislative power is wielded by a government and the executive power by the prime minister. Multi-party system, very normal. Their current president and the head of state is Zuzana Čaputova. I was practicing that pronunciation and I think I butchered it. But she.
This is why I kept names out of my segments.
She has been in office as the president since 2019. I thought it was really cool that a woman is the president. Yeah.
Good.
She's
on
the
her.
Fifth president of Slovakia.
Happy International Women's Day. Yeah. A bit late. But.
The current news, pretty much all that there is like in their personal sort of little bubble. The IMF, or International Monetary Fund, has been reportedly instructing Slovakia on its need to reduce national debt. According to the fund's website, its purpose is to achieve, quote, sustainable growth and prosperity for all of its 190 member countries. Slovakia has been a member since January 1, 1993, when it became the Slovak Republic. Australia has also been a member since August 1947. Fun fact.
So we win that one.
Yeah. In Reuters, there was an article saying that the IMF have told Slovakia, quote, the fiscal consolidation efforts they need to move their debt onto a downward trajectory. The article said Slovakia's debt boomed in 23 during a period of pre-election spending and high energy prices when the new Prime Minister, Robert Fisco, won the election in September after he had been in the opposition for many years. And the IMF has suggested they raise basic value-added taxes and other tax rates, and that's about it. Now, before we go, let's all pick out very, very, very quickly a new country for next week.
Thank you. I am going to pick the one that's on the table now. The Bahamas.
Ooh.
Very exciting.
Romania.
Oh. Get Tonga again.
Albania.
Oh,
ooh,
nice.
We rhyme.
We do rhyme.
I'm just built different.
What's the last bracelet for?
Hmm?
Is that Casper?
There was a spare. No, there was a spare.
Oh, wait.
And
do you want,
that is.
What do we do with this?
Oh, it goes in the box out there. That is all for today. I have been very, very bad at using the socials, but maybe next week. Last week I did well, but no, next week we'll have better. But do follow us and let us know what you thought of the show on our socials. You can catch
please don't
this episode.
Insult us too much.
Yeah, please don't. don't listen to this episode if you want serious. Full conversation for 2 hours.
Excuse me.
Catch up on this this episode or other episodes wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and most importantly, and it's back to like the original 2023
the Holy Trinity.
Okay, I feel like that needs to be on a t-shirt now.
I was actually just thinking I need a represent sticker on my laptop.
You do.
Ooh.
So. Anyway.
Mm.
We've got to get out of here.
Anyway, remember to...
stay political! You've been listening to a Sin Media podcast, where young people run the show.